I have always been interested in the ways in which our knowledge of the past informs our present, especially in regards to our understanding of the body and healthcare. This image is particularly fascinating because it touches on the hypervisualization and exploitation of the Black female body. And I continue to be curious about how Black women have been transformed into an object for others to analyze, interpret, or enjoy. The term Hottentot was formerly used to describe a group of people of South Africa known as Khoisan. Among these people was a woman named Sarah Barman, called the Hottentot Venus, and she was exhibited in European shows for the enjoyment and ridicule of white audiences. The exaggeration of Sarah Bartman's protruded buttocks was an area of great fascination to the white audience. And similarly in this image, the exaggerated labia, called the natural apron, is the point of interest for this artist. Through this image and similar portrayals of the Hottentot woman, important observations that I have made are that not only is the history of Black women often depicted through the white male gaze, they have been historically used to satisfy sexual curiosities of others. As a result, I have been eager to learn more about the experiences of Black women, who have often been made the subjects of art and storytelling, but rarely given the chance to be the storyteller. The life of the unidentified woman in this image, or Sarah Bartman, was never told from her perspective. And I believe that ArtHX has enabled me to work to amplify the voices of historically silenced women who have been hypervisualized while simultaneously ignored. As I continue to research in ArtHX, I am challenged to reimagine how I think about colonial history through the lens of art and medicine, and eventually develop a more holistic understanding of the Black experience. Through discovering more images, I question the identity and motive of the artist and how the work aligns with the experiences of the people that they portray. I hope to continue to find more objects that encourage me to read against the grain and develop deeper understandings of how history has shaped my perception of myself as a Black woman.